Good morning, Grand Rising. Wake up. Whatever you say to introduce your day to get going and to have that blood flowing for taking in the that precious breath of life, however you introduce it, whatever you do to produce it, given from Most High, I want to go ahead and welcome you to another episode of Peace Study. The P is for principle, and that's what I stand on. This has been brought to you from the wonderful studios of Change the Vision. Right here at the stables, this particular unit, I like to call it the garden, and I decorated it such, my students and I. Live from the garden, I want to present to you a continuation of the manifestation of what I like to call excellence. And the key words or letters in excellence is the E and the X to go out. This is a holistic management platform. In all of the sense of holistic, we don't just look at a part of what management is, but we observe all of what management covers in our own life. This is a platform about studying principles and being that principle of absolute divine action by speaking the things that we want or desire into existence and carrying out these tasks through our own deeds. It's a three-step rule, y'all. Think, speak, do. Study what to think. Speak these truths with the conviction of faith and hope. And following through with action is what carried every successful person from trial to glory, so others can pick up where they left to read their story. And that's what we do here. Cause see, as for me in my house, I found every principle of success by studying our heavenly host and the creations that the Grand Creator were able to produce for all of us to observe. I study my actions or inactions and judge the results to keep a careful record of what is lifting me up and tripping me up. You know, we always hear about the IRS and tax season. I hope you filed your taxes. But this is a different type of audit that we go over in principle study. This is not the IRS. This is the YRS. Your real steps is what that stands for. Every step you take, every decision you make, from your thoughts to what you say to what you do, there's an equal sign that's on the right hand side of those three variables. And on the right side of that equal sign, there will be a result that you have to be responsible for. Not looking at the external things around you, but looking within, doing the inner work. This is season one of Peace Study, a season dedicated to studying oneself to better manage oneself. For if we can manage ourselves well, we can manage relationships well and our businesses well. I pray that you take some time to learn this self-mastery through the path that Yeshua, popularly known as Jesus, took in order to master the flesh, to be one with the God within. Which brings me to a good point of discussion. For the last few weeks, I've been covering a little bit of awakening, as I will, if you will. And it came to me in a dream. For those of you who missed that episode about the power of nakedness 1 and 2, please go back into the Peace Study on your podcast app or subscribe to Peace Study on substack.com/Peace Study. That's Substack, substack.com/P as in Paul, STUDY. To go and check that out. The power of stripping off the things that you once had on your back or you once held on to is so significant in two ways. Number one, there are certain things that you can't put on if you have old things on. You can't put new things on old things. If I got a pair of shoes on, how I'm gonna put on new shoes if I don't take the old ones off, right? The second thing is, when you take the things that you are accustomed to or used to off, it allows you to really see what matters. It allows you to be vulnerable enough to focus on what really counts in the whole grand scheme of things. I've been given and given graciously for the last month and a half or so, and I've given more than I gave all year in this span, but I've received more than I received in this short span as well. In the last episode, I covered holistic management was the topic, but I took a specific aim at how getting stripped naked and giving and allowing God to put the royal clothes that is in his fashion line, the true and sincere power of this, of these undertakings that I've experienced in my own personal walk, it rests in today's episode for the latest update of my self journey and the steps that I've made up to this point. And today's topic is more or less about being able to identify an opportunity and ignoring the distractions. So easy, I was confused and amused by the things that actually didn't give me the tools or allowed me to follow the rules that would give me the divine jewels that I can put around myself and allow those things to adorn my being. And the enemy, or whatever you want to call this spirit of resistance that's only there to make you better, I thank God for the devil, but that's another topic for another date. This spirit of resistance, or this option to take you on an undesirable path, however you want to characterize it or however you want to describe it, it's not as ugly as what most people like to claim it to be. See, the things that are undesirable are very attractive. It attracts you in. Why would you make the decision if it didn't draw you in? Because what attracts you brings you in. It pulls you in. It's gravity. So why would you choose to do something that is undesirable wholly, right? Not partially, but wholly, fully. Up to this point, I've been compounding my knowledge and observing myself, right? This is the YRS. This is your real steps. Look at your steps. As a teacher, I always teach my kids steps, because everything has a process and every process have steps. And you got to step in order to get through the process, in order to receive the results of that process. So in the steps of identifying what's lifting me up and tripping me up, being able to observe what the distraction is really almost entirely centered around understanding your purpose, or my purpose, speaking for myself. Understanding my purpose allows me to understand what a distraction is or what it looks like. Because at the end of the day, as I stated in the last episode, we don't manage time. We manage ourselves in the grand scheme of this man-made idea called time. Because if we didn't never have to go to sleep, if we never got tired, what does 24 hours mean? We can do everything we want to do and not have to worry about the time, because it's going to get done. But we know, if you have blood running through your veins, all right, there is a limitation on your situation and how long you're able to stay up to perform whatever it is that this quote unquote time allows you or allots you to perform. So understanding the purpose and understanding my purpose took a while. But the power of nakedness is being able to discover the treasure buried by the things that you hold on to before you strip and get naked. That was the power of the nakedness in step one for me. Step two. Once you're naked and you're able to see what you were really holding on to and how insignificant it was, then God allows you to see the royal clothing that he has for you. So in my situation, I got naked from holding on to that almighty dollar. And I was holding on to it, and I started to give. And I promise you, I only had enough for a haircut, gas, and to keep some consistent food on my stomach. That's all I had to cover what I need. I had everything I needed. But after I did all of my budgeting, that's all I had left over, right? When I started giving, I started getting gifts out of nowhere. I started getting opportunities. People calling my phone for gigs. People calling my phone for opportunities. People giving me gift cards. I'm learning new people and new situations that was there the whole time, but I couldn't see that because I was too focused, too held down to the things that I had on already before I got naked. Fast forward to the royal clothing aspect of this process, because this is a three-step process. While God was blessing me with these opportunities, these royal opportunities, putting me in these rooms with millionaires, giving me these, you know, situating my business to stand as a real enterprise and not just be a business registered with the state and it's just one person doing everything but not really operating and functioning as a real business, right? Now, let's look at it. Opportunities and distractions. I had opportunities come my way while my royal clothes was being put on, placed on my back, and I had distractions that came my way as my royal clothing was being placed on my back. The beauty, to go back to my point about how attractive distractions are, the beauty of the distraction and what was alluring to me is FUN. It was fun events that I was invited to as of late, right? It was fun engagements with people. I love the beauty of a woman. And when you put yourself out there, you will attract a beautiful woman that is very enticing as a man. I can't speak for all men, but this man loves women. I don't get excited about men. Amen. However, I was getting text messages. Hey, what you doing Saturday? I'm working on my business, blah, blah, blah. Hey, well, you can, I'll pay for you to go to Florida with me. It's my birthday. Out of nowhere, I get that invitation. So yeah, well, celebrate for me. I won't be able to make it, right? Getting opportunity. What would look like an opportunity is nothing but a distraction. I got another text message. Hey, are you still celibate? I'm like, huh? Are you still practicing celibacy? I'm like, huh? I'm like, yes. Well, why you ask? Because I want to see you. I want you to experience me, is what the young lady said. Lord have mercy. And I know these are situations that include the woman, but this is just an example, right? These are just personal examples of distractions that, like the song, like the hymn wrote, like the hymn is written, have thine own way, Lord, right? And have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. You are the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and shape me after thy will. Search me and try me, is what the hymn say. Search me and try me. the Lord is going to try you. And a lot of times we always give credit to Satan, the devil, or whatever, the spirit of resistance, however you want to classify it. God made that tree that Eve bit from and got Adam to join in to bite in Genesis. As we observe the principle of the thing, right? There has to be, in the grand scheme of polarity, for every opportunity, there has to be a distraction. For everything that's good, there has to be bad. How would you really understand what good is if evil didn't exist? Everything would be the same, wouldn't it? How would you know if you're tall if everybody is the same height? For the opposite of the polarity that God has allowed us to witness and see in real time is a blessing. And in all of these blessings, it's armed with a beautiful and wonderful lesson. So, as I declined these distractions, and it wasn't easy. These are two examples. I've been on my journey for a while. I'm saving myself for marriage, just to contextualize what I'm saying right now. Right? You did. And a lot of my brothers, they applaud me, but they see me as an inanimate object at the same time, as if I'm doing something that's not possible for them to do. And listen, y'all, there are steps to allowing God to have thine way. And I didn't just get here overnight, and I don't take credit for it. I am one with God right now, but I can depart from God tomorrow if I step out of line. And I can be the ho-ho-ho like Santa Claus that was given the gifts that God gave me with something that ain't including no reindeers, if you can read between the lines and understand the signs. You did. Be it as it may, opportunities and distractions. On a principle level, when I was talking to a friend about a situation, this particular friend that I have wanted to buy a grill. Now, this friend wanted to buy a barbecue grill, but also is going into entrepreneurship. And, you know, as an entrepreneur, your business has business expenses, right? So, my friend was just trying to get a loan to get some equipment for the business, and then had just came back from spending this money on his significant other, etc., etc. I'm like, okay, bro, like, you just tried to take out a loan, it didn't go in your favor, you know, do you really need a grill right now? So my suggestion was that he, you know, live on the least of his means and get naked, you know, like, start giving, saving, living on the least of his means, the same way that I received my grand awakening and have been receiving the blessings from God ever since. And my partner was like, bro, it's just a grill. It's just a grill, man. You know what I mean? Like, you making it seem like my life depend on just this grill. Like, I just want to have some food where I can grill with my family, you know? And see, here's the thing. What makes a distraction an attractor, it doesn't seem like the be-all for-all for disaster as an end of itself. Like, just for the act of itself, it really doesn't seem like it's going to really take you out off your path, right? And this is the same way, this is the reason why the serpent told Eve, you won't surely die if you bite from this tree. I mean, it's just a little something, you feel me? I always ask people, just to give you another example to shine light on this situation about this grill and my partner, right? Just to shine light on it, I ask people, when I see them smoking cigarettes, I ask them, when was the first time you smoked a cigarette, and why did you smoke that cigarette? And the stories that I get from people that tell me how they started is just, it's like a podcast within this. It's like a whole, I could write a book about the answers I've received after asking somebody when was the first time they smoked a cigarette and why. Certain things bring tears to your eyes if you empathize and sympathize with people and have a love for people. And my point is about this first time experience with this cigarette is to just highlight how we think just doing one little thing, it's just one cigarette, you know, but it turns into a habit that turns into your identity, that turns into your destruction, right? So buying the grill, doing that thing that is a distraction, in and in of itself, it doesn't seem to be very harmful. But it's the cycle. It's the rhythm in your system that's consistent with this thing that ultimately distracts you from tapping into your purpose. And I was telling my brother, now apply that logic that you are applying to this grill, and imagine if you had this mindset with everything that you want in a temporary term. Okay, I can't say no to what I want to sacrifice what can ultimately pay me off in the long run with my business, because life is too short. You can't take it all with you. You know, all of these things that we try to say, all of these things that we try to use as a crutch, these things are golden calves. These things are beliefs that we hold on to that ultimately keep us away from the destiny or the destination that God has for our specific situation. And it's so mysterious to me. When I do provide my dissent, because I'm not a yes man, I'm not the friend that's going to tell you yes to everything, I'm going to highlight something that you may be overlooking that can take you to another plateau, that can take you to a higher plane, man. You dig? So my brother acknowledged what I said, and I just started to think about myself, because at the end of the day, I'm only a messenger. I, Chancellor Church Hudson, I am a messenger and I am a producer. I give my message in all different ways, forms, shapes, and sizes. I come from a long line of teachers, preachers, pimps, and dope boys that can sell you whatever they want to sell you. They can sell water to a well. They can sell salt to a snail. They can sell hell to the devil, etc., etc. And my message is the gospel of love. My message is becoming one with God. And when I give my friends, families, strangers, when I give them a message, I don't put my be all for all or put all of my energy in them changing, because peace study and the self-governing system that I call the YRS, it's all about you, baby. It's all about you. You looking for a savior, you gotta look in the mirror. You looking for the answer, you got to look at Chancellor. That's what I had to tell myself. So when I get a message, it's just to put something it's just to put a certain vibration on that frequency that you tuning into to help you be able to kind of separate, to elevate. You can hear the sound of what I'm talking about, and you can be like, you know what? This don't sound like the tune that I'm used to hearing, but I think I might want to tune in this tune, because this might be something that can take me to the next level soon. And I am a firm believer in the inner work that is so necessary for you to be legendary. And being able to identify opportunities from distractions. So fast forward to this present moment. because the present is a present.
You dig?
I have a new update on the things and the revelations that I've been able to receive as a result of me saying yes to opportunities and no to distractions. Because the irony of it all is when you say yes to distraction, God say no to opportunities. When you say no to distractions, God say yes to opportunity. So whatever you tap into, God is going to allow you to enjoy that and allow you to be fruitful in that. If you think you worth $100, that's all you're going to get. If you think you worth $1 million, that's what you're going to receive. But it requires the three-step rule. Think, speak, do, right? So let's fast forward to these blessings. And we can get on up out of here because, you know, it's a wonderful day that awaits us. I want to tell you right now, okay? I went from check to check to giving thousands of dollars in the last 4 or 5 weeks. I went from not having any business at all to just all of a sudden being booked and busy in the last 4 to 7 weeks. And after I said no to all of these distractions, y'all, I want to tell you that in the last couple days, my work is being featured on every news syndication in Savannah, Georgia. Every newspaper, on the digital record, online, WJCL, WSAVs, the Savannah Magazine had me shoot an event. And this is not to brag or boast. This is just to underline the P in principle. You dig? And that is why it is very important to seek ye first the kingdom and trying to understand what is the opportunities that you have for me, God, and what is the distractions that's keeping me away from what I need and what you have for me. That is what I want. That is the affirmation. Lord, allow me to be able to identify my opportunities and focus on that and be able to move away from those distractions that's taking me away from excellence, that's taking me away from my purpose. This is the call. This is our purpose. This is God. Church ism. 87% of all millionaires are married, and they are, for give or take, for lack of better words, they got a house or two or three. They own some form of real estate, 98% of the wealthy. Our purpose is to love God with all our heart, love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Our purpose as men is to provide an inheritance for our children's children. A good man, a woman, our single ladies out there, our women, we should provide an inheritance for our children's children and be able to align with that divine mate in that will. For families run the world. Households rule the world in the physical state. In the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven is nothing but a macrocosm of a house. In order to provide that inheritance, it's very paramount that we become skilled in our craft, whatever it is. For a skilled man or woman shall stand before kings and queens, not before mean and obscure individuals. That's not really touching no paper and it ain't residual. But be weary, be careful about what the king and the queen holds. All the finer things, the diamond rings and designer things. For if you are given to appetite, you might as well hold a knife to your own throat. This is the message Stand on P. Move with a tenacity that don't just think you can, but you know you can, because you and God are one. When one sees you, they see God. And that's the facts, Jack. I'm Chancellor Church Hudson, and you don't have to go to church, because I'm going to bring the church to you. Thank you for sitting in the pews for this wonderful episode of Peace Study. And like a wise man once told me, please, please, fight that unquenchable desire to be a nigga.